You are listening to Long Innings, brought to you by Cricket Next.
New Zealand became the fifth team to receive Test status in 1930, while India became the sixth team to receive Test status in 1932. In this podcast, we recount India's first ever overseas win in Tests.
On this episode of Long Innings, we take a look at India's greatest Test victories. Episode 7, India vs. New Zealand, Dunedin, 1968.
India's first ever Test win away from home was against New Zealand at Carisbrook in Dunedin. The record of both teams prior to the start of the Test series in New Zealand in February 1968 was pretty poor. In fact, it was downright abysmal. Out of the seven teams which had Test status in 1968, Pakistan were the seventh in 1952, it would not be an exaggeration to say that New Zealand and India, along with Pakistan, were right at the bottom of the pile. They were certainly not at the standard of teams like Australia, West Indies, England and South Africa. Prior to this series, India had played 43 Tests away from home and had lost 29 and drawn 14. More recently, they had been at the receiving end of a 4-0 drubbing against Australia down under. They had participated in 11 Test series away from home and had lost 10 and drawn just one. That was in familiar conditions against Pakistan in the subcontinent. Even at home, India weren't a major force. They had won just 3 Test series out of 14 at home. India's overall record in Tests till the commencement of the series in New Zealand made for pretty poor reading. They had played 104 Tests and had won 10, lost 44 and drawn 50. Their poor performances in Test cricket was understandable to a degree as they were just finding their feet in the toughest level of the game. It was a catch-22 situation as they couldn't improve until they got enough exposure, and playing against superior opposition away from home meant that they were outclassed and were at the receiving end of the scoreline. Out of the 29 Test defeats on foreign soil, they had lost by an innings on 11 occasions, while they had lost by a margin in excess of 140 runs on 5 occasions. New Zealand's record at home was nothing much to write about either. In fact, it was even worse than India's. They had hosted teams in 15 Test series and had lost 10 and drawn 5. In fact, out of the 36 Tests that they had hosted at home, they had won just one Test and had lost 16 and drawn 19. Overall, they had played 79 Tests and had won just 3, while losing 38 and drawing 38. So, without being overly dramatic, this was an ideal opportunity for both teams to make their mark in Tests. India had lost their last 17 Tests away from home, and a win would do their confidence a world of good, while New Zealand had an opportunity to win their first ever Test series. New Zealand were being led by Barry Sinclair and India's skipper was Mansoor Ali Khan Pattodi. The Kiwis won the toss and elected to bat. For once, India had a genius fast bowler in Ramakant Desai, and the new ball was shared with him by all-rounder Rusi Surti, with another all-rounder Abid Ali coming in at first change. India, as was their strength, had gone in with 3 spinners in Bishan Bedi, Bapu Nadkarni and Irappalli Prasanna. Strangely, even though pace bowling was New Zealand's strength, they did not prepare the pitch to assist their fast bowlers. New Zealand lost Bruce Murray for just 17, but Graham Dowling got his eye in on a pitch which was easy-paced and did not have any demons in it. Bevan Congdon came in at number 3 and New Zealand coasted to 200 for the loss of just one wicket when Congdon was bowled by Nadkarni for 58. New Zealand then suffered a mini-collapse and ended the first day at 246 for 5. On the second day, they were reduced to 281 for 8 and looked in danger of ending up with a below-par score. However, Jack Alabaster gave valuable support to Mark Burgess, and then the duo added 69 runs for the 9th wicket before Burgess was bowled by Nadkarni for a well-compiled 50. New Zealand were bowled out for 350, with Abid Ali taking the most wickets for India with 4 to his name. During India's reply, their batsmen came out all guns blazing and took a variety of risks and showed the full range of their stroke play. Each and every Indian batsman reached double figures, but no one went on to score a century. New Zealand lost a great chance to gain the ascendancy by dropping 8 catches in a span of 2 hours. At the Test level, such mistakes will always cost a team, and the Kiwis did themselves no favours by shooting themselves in the foot. India's openers Abid Ali and Farooq Engineer gave the team a steady start and put on 39 for the first wicket before the former was caught by Sinclair off the bowling of Bruce Taylor for 21. Ajit Wadekar joined engineer at the crease and was India's top scorer with 80. India's batsmen were as guilty as their Kiwi counterparts, with as many as six batsmen getting dismissed in their 20s. It is a cardinal sin in cricket to lose one's wicket after getting off to a start. India were 302 for 9 and the Kiwis looked set to gain a vital first innings lead with Desai and Bedi at the crease. Desai showed a lot of courage in toughing it out as he suffered a fractured jaw when he was struck by a delivery from Kiwi pacer Dick Motz at the start of his innings. Bedi and Desai put on 57 runs for the last wicket before Bedi was the last man dismissed for 22. India were bowled out for 359 and had a lead of 9 runs. Motz ended up taking 5 wickets for 86 runs. New Zealand struggled to force the pace in their second innings and scored at a pedestrian rate. Murray scored an attractive 50 before he was bowled by Prasanna, while there was a procession of wickets at the other end. Burgess batted well, like he did in the first innings, but was tragically run out for 39. To lose a wicket to a run out in tests is another cardinal sin. New Zealand's tail wagged a bit, but could not make up for the lack of runs from the top order. Motz hit Prasanna for 22 runs off just 5 deliveries, but could not sustain the assault and was dismissed at the same score. Prasanna was brought on as the 6th bowler in the innings, but went on to take 6 wickets for 94 off his 40 overs, out of which 11 were maidens. He had just come off a successful tour of Australia and he carried on in similar vein in New Zealand. 2 of his victims were bowled while 2 were caught by the keeper. New Zealand were bowled out for 208, leaving India a target of 200 to chase in the 4th innings to record their maiden overseas test triumph. During India's chase, Abid Ali was run out for 10, and Engineer was caught and bowled by Alabaster for 29 as India slipped to 49 for 2. At this stage, the game was in the balance and India needed to play sensibly and not press the panic button. Wadekar and Surti steadied the ship with a century partnership for the 3rd wicket before Surti was bowled by Alabaster for 44. At the end of the 4th day, India were 161 for 3 and looked on course. They were given a brief scare on the last day when rain delayed play for an hour. New Zealand bowled well with Alabaster leading the way, but M.L. Jayasimha and Chandu Borde took India home with 5 wickets to spare. The date 20th February 1968 will remain etched in India's cricketing history as the day they won their first overseas test. India went on to win their maiden test series away from home by winning the 3rd and 4th tests to clinch the series 3-1. The pitches for the remaining tests all aided the spinners and Prasanna was in top form, taking 24 wickets at a bowling average of 18.79 with 2 5-wicket hauls. This win proved to be a catalyst for India's performances away from home as they went on to win their next 2 series on foreign soil. They registered twin 1-0 victories over West Indies and England in 1971.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.